This is a Centene Corporation podcast, Eye Problems in Diabetes. Why does diabetes cause eye problems? Diabetes can cause eye problems such as blurred vision, which may be from high blood sugar levels. Blurred vision may improve when blood sugar is lower. If your blood sugars stay high for long periods of time, the thick and sticky blood can damage the tiny arteries and veins in your eyes. These tiny arteries and veins could become weak and begin to leak fluid or blood. Your eyes can become damaged over time, and you can end up with blurred vision that does not go away. You can end up having a symptom called floaters, which is when you see spots or flashes of light before your eyes. You may even end up with a sudden loss of sight. This is called diabetic retinopathy. People with diabetes are also more likely to get clouding of the lens in their eyes, which is called cataracts, or problem where the pressure of the fluid in your eyes gets high, which is called glaucoma. What can you do to prevent eye problems? Don't wait until you're having problems with your vision. The time is now to be sure that you're doing the right things to keep your eyes healthy. There are ways to help reduce your chances of having eye problems. Some of them are, the most important one, keeping your blood sugar under control. Keeping your blood pressure under control too. Eye problems can get worse with high blood pressure. Visit your eye doctor regularly, at least once a year, to have what is called a dilated eye exam. It allows them to really see the back of your eye and look for problems there. Just checking your vision with the eye chart is not enough. They will also check the pressure in your eye to look for glaucoma. Only an optometrist or ophthalmologist can tell if you have signs of retinopathy. Take care of your eyes. Be sure you read with enough light in the room. Don't cook without enough light in the kitchen to do it safely. Bad lighting can cause you to trip and fall. If you need reading glasses, be sure to wear them so your eyes don't have to work so hard. You'll have less headaches, too. If you're in bright sunshine, wear sunglasses or at least a hat to shade your eyes. Talk to your doctor about your eye exams and know what they showed. If you have eye problems, be sure to learn all about them so you can take good care of your eyes. You've now taken the first step in learning about what you can do to take care of your eyes and your vision. Remember your yearly eye exam and keep working on keeping those blood sugars at safe levels. All information in this podcast is provided to you as general educational information only and is not intended as medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the counsel of your physician or healthcare provider who is familiar with your own unique needs and circumstances.